A lot of people have been asking me lately, why am I not doing coding content anymore? I've gotten a few comments as well where people point out that this isn't the content that they signed up for. And I wanted to talk about coding content, and I wanted to talk about a little bit why I'm shifting away from it. On YouTube, people stick to a niche because they eventually want to capitalize on monetizing that niche as best as they can, whether it be sponsors who want to target specific audiences, or if it's a product that the creator himself is going to build to try to target people in that audience, or they want to do coaching and make money off of you hourly, or anything that revolves around making money in that niche. If you've ever like researched how to make YouTube videos, you're going to find a lot of people that will tell you that you need the niche down and the riches are in the niches, and that's what you should focus on. The YouTube algorithm and pandering to it has made content very watered down. We're pretty much just all marketers now trying to sell whatever niche or product or idea it is that we try to sell you is what we become. And a big reason why I don't want to specifically just make programming content anymore. One main thing is that a lot of the sponsors that have reached out to me that I have turned down or just ignore are kind of shady, and they really seem to just want to target my audience to make money off of them. And not in a good way, not in a way where I feel that they actually bring value, and they offer me large sums of money in order for me to say good things about them to my audience, because they know that I've established a relationship with my audience, and they know that it would be easier for them to sell their product to my audience if I put my name behind it. And the sponsors that I have worked with are only sponsors that I do feel bring value, or that I feel aren't necessarily trying to get over on my audience. And that's something that I'm going to keep no matter what niche I go into. And then I watch other YouTubers who have zero shame when it comes to selling stuff to their audience and will plug any sponsor that is willing to throw some money at them. And then I question myself and my ethics, and I start thinking, well, I could be making a lot more money if I didn't mind, you know, ripping off my audience or taking a sponsor that's super sketchy. I'm not going to do that. I don't want to do that. I don't have anything that I want to sell to you guys. I don't want to create courses to try to teach you how to learn how to code. There's plenty of stuff out there that does that already and that does it way better than I do. So if I don't want to make money off of sleazy sponsors and I don't want to create some mediocre product to try to sell you guys, then why am I making this content? The truth is that learning how to code self-taught is just something that I did, and I made videos around that because it was something that I could talk about. But there's only a certain amount of times that I can say the same thing over and over before it gets repetitive. And there's only a certain amount of ways that I can keep making the same video over and over. I don't want to be one of those YouTubers that just keeps talking about the same thing for 10 years. That doesn't sound fun to me. That doesn't sound like something that I could do long term. If I wanted to do the same thing over and over and over, I would have just kept my job as a developer. Instead, I want to branch out and talk about different stuff and feel like I can be more creative in the things that I do talk about and the videos that I make. I don't have any intention to continue to coach people on learning how to code. I just wanted to share how I did it, and I feel like I've said as much as I could. Now, don't get me wrong, if I find a topic that's interesting or something that I think is worth talking about in the programming realm, of course I'm going to make a video on that, because that's still what I originally created this channel about. I still follow a lot of that stuff, and if I see something that's interesting, I'm going to talk about it. But at the same time, I'm not going to go out of my way to continue talking about how you too can learn how to code and become a self-taught programmer, because the truth is, I've got like 250 videos on that stuff, and some of them only have like 1,000 views. So it means that a lot of the people that are asking for this content aren't even really looking through the content that I've already made. They just want to be entertained by the topic that they signed up for. Because at the end of the day, many people who are setting out to learn how to code and many people who are actually trying to do this, they don't sit around watching YouTube videos a lot. And that's the truth. I know that when I was learning how to code, the YouTube videos were kind of like a supplemental thing that when I was feeling like I might need a little motivation, or if I was actually specifically trying to learn a certain thing, I would go out and look for the videos on that stuff. But I didn't sit around watching YouTube videos all day. I sat around on my computer computer coding all day and watching tutorials and doing what I needed to do in order to get a job and in order for me to learn how to code. So the same people who are asking me to keep making the content that they signed up for are the same people who are probably not even going to learn how to code. So why tailor my content to those people? Also, if I look at my analytics, it shows that a lot of the views that I'm getting are from non-subscribers. So while I do want to keep my subscribers happy and make content that they'll enjoy, the data shows that not many of you are the ones that are actually watching my stuff. And then I go and I look at some of my top videos, and a lot of them aren't really about learning how to code. Then I get all confused, and it's one of the reasons why I don't really like YouTube, because I then try to make like the best videos, and I don't actually try to make videos like this where I just talk to the camera, because it feels like if I don't make a perfect video, then my channel is gonna die, and then it causes me to burn out, and it causes me to just like try to make the perfect video every time, which then ends up being bad, because then I'm only catering to the algorithm, and I'm only catering to trying to get views instead of just sharing stories and talking about things that can help people. And I feel that that's what I want to do. But of course, I'm still going to have to feed the algorithm once in a while, because if I do want to do this as a thing that I do for a while, I have to stay relevant, I have to talk about trendy stuff, and I have to keep making the videos that will help me continue to grow outside of my niche. The YouTube Studio app is super, super stressful, and it's like extremely bad for your mental health. Every time I release a new video, I keep refreshing the app, hoping for the numbers to go up. And whenever you have a video that does bad, or if your channel's on a downward trend, it really takes a toll on you. And now that I'm doing this stuff full time, and the fact that I don't do a bunch of sponsors and ad revenue is a big portion of my income right now, it's like extra stressful. And I want to take it back to how I felt when I first created the channel, where it was this fun thing I was doing, and I would turn on the camera and just talk and make a video that I wanted to make in order to help people, or whatever it was I was doing it for. I honestly don't even know anymore. I look back now and yeah, I wanted my channel to grow, and like I dreamed of the day that I could have 100,000 subscribers, and now that plaque sits in a box in a storage unit 5,000-6,000 miles away from where I'm at right now, because I'm on like the other side of the world, and I don't even care about the numbers, but I do. It's strange, because now I have 200,000 subscribers, but it still feels like I have 2,000. The way I feel personally hasn't changed. Like, I am still the person I was when I started this channel, and I am going to continue to be the person that I am. But what's weird is, as the numbers get bigger, you feel like you have to live up to your subscriber count. You have to live up to how well your last video performed, or you have to live up to how well your next video is going to perform. And if your thumbnail's not on point and your title's not clickbaity and you don't make something that's going to get views, then you're failing. And that graph starts to just go down and down and down. And it really messes with you. First world problems, right? I'm complaining about a good thing. I have a channel that's doing well. I actually do have sponsors that are reaching out to me. I've got a few sponsored videos that are going to be coming out. I want to grow this channel the way I want to grow it. And I feel that the only reason why it's grown to be as big as it is and continues to grow, because it is doing well, is the fact that I have done things how I wanted to. And while I do pander to the algorithm, and I do try to catch trends, and I do try to make good thumbnails and good titles, and I do use clickbait, which I get a bunch of hate in the comments for, it's just part of doing this. It's just part of being a YouTuber. It's just part of trying to keep up with the algorithm, and it's just part of the job. And when YouTube became a job for me, that's what I had